flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Gearing up for the big game? We are too. Join us on the Moth Podcast for a special episode dedicated to hilarious true stories about football, family, and growing up.
I loved Franco Harris so much that in 1975, I invited him to my bar mitzvah. And he was so cool that he actually sent me a telegram.
Each week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, and above all, true. Find the Moth Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Sports Talk on 105.3 FM over on 870 AM. You can get Pelicans pregame coverage of their matchup in Chicago. To help us break that down here, Jake Madison of the Locked On Pelicans podcast. Thanks so much for the time, Jake. How you been doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on to talk some hoops here.
Definitely always appreciate your time. Just curious, you know, we're going to get right into some of the dilemma you have to deal with Zion Williamson recently getting suspended after, unfortunately, you know, violation of team rules. We find out being late for the team plane. Obviously not a good look for Zion. The team had to respond in some kind of way. And I think everyone's biggest concern or, you know, gripe right now is how committed is he to this team, and how committed is he even to himself as being a professional basketball player?
Look, that's the big question around this team right now. You know, we can talk about this game against the Chicago Bulls, but when you have 8 wins and your focus shifts to next season, which is what the focus is on, it's who are you building around? And we've seen how bad this team is without Zion. We've seen them look entirely different when Zion has played. But then you have this suspension come out that's not just for being late for the team playing, but it sounds like it was multiple instances of being late to practice, missing certain things. And it just raises question about that commitment. So while there's no denying Zion Williamson's talent and the impact he has on a basketball court, you also need someone who is a professional that's going to live up to the expectations that, you know, he has, which are pretty high. And if you're a franchise that's trying to build for the future and put a consistent winner on the court here in New Orleans, can you do it around Zion Williamson? You know, when he plays, you can win games, certainly, but we've seen that he misses a lot of time due to injuries. And now this brings up other questions again of, is that lack of professionalism translating to those injuries? Does that mean he takes longer to come back from injuries? And can you just build around that kind of guy? Is he actually a franchise cornerstone? And I think that's up in the air right now. You know, I will say that them suspending him, likely fining him too when it comes to that, to me, kind of signals they're still trying to build around him. That's not a move that's going to increase his trade value whatsoever. And if you were trying to trade him or move on from him, maybe it's because of the lack of professionalism. You likely don't want this being public because that's only going to lower the trade value that you'd get in return for him. So this to me signals, okay, we've got to try and do something to kind of get him on the right kind of path, and maybe finding him, maybe suspending him is really the way to go about it. But it does just make you wonder, will it ever click? Are they ever going to be able to build a winner around him? And I think that's the big question right now.
Yeah, the big question for me, too, is, you know, is it really Zion trying to force his way out of New Orleans? You hear the rumors swirling around that. And to me, it doesn't make any sense. If you're not on the court, you're not helping your trade value any. And obviously, the Pelicans, they would be looking to get back as much as you can in return for a superior talent like that. But I don't think they have intentions of moving on from Zion. Really haven't felt that kind of vibe from him here as well. But it's just, man, I can't, it's so disappointing to just, you couple that with the injuries and now just of his lack of commitment to being a pro, just all around, not a good look here. And I don't know how the Pels or Zion dig themselves out of this.
You know, there's nothing you can do this season. You know, at this point, the year is gone. They're not making the playoffs. The focus needs to be on next year and doing everything you can to try and maximize that. And that's probably going to involve playing Zion Williamson. So there's the losses seem like they're going to continue to mount up to some degree here. You know, I think the biggest thing to me, and the biggest concern with Zion Williamson in this suspension and the lack of professionalism is, look, he knows his value has fallen. No one is saying good things about Zion Williamson and hasn't been saying good things about Zion Williamson at all this season as he dealt with that hamstring injury. And luckily he's come back from it. It's not season ending, which we've seen before, but that's when you just need to be on your best behavior. The fan base seems to be out on Zion Williamson. You know, there are clauses in his contract where they could cut him and not pay him any more money and things like that. So if you know you've got to be on your best behavior and you still aren't, what does that say?
Yeah.
And to me, that's a pretty strong statement that he's making even indirectly. Now, I don't think it's that he's trying to force his way out. Look, there's a different playbook for that. You kind of follow what Anthony Davis did here in New Orleans. You can do what Jimmy Butler is doing now. You can just simply request a trade and they'll likely try and move you, right? You want people that buy into your situation, to your franchise, to your program. And if someone's not willing to do that, ship them out the door. There's been no indication of that. This is just him being not professional. You know, he's young, right? He's still young. You know, he's got tons of money. Would we be doing anything differently? I can't say that I would be necessarily if I were in his situation. But also, when you're an NBA player, there's just standards that you have to live up to. And he's certainly failing in that regard right now. I think it's just a lack of maturity from somebody and not necessarily something nefarious about trying to force his way out. Because as you said, you're not going to make it easier on yourself by not playing and by doing these sorts of things.
So the questions are there, Jake, about Zion Williamson and if he's a real core piece of this future team. But I think there's no questions about what we've seen from Trey Murphy and how the Pelicans really have something here. I want to give you some of the numbers. The lead had put this out. Over his last 10 games, Trey averaging 25.2 points per game, 4.9 rebounds per game. The shooting splits are fantastic, 49% from the field, 42% from three, 95% from the free throw line, 65% true shooting percentage. Trey Murphy is starting to blossom in his fourth year in New Orleans. And really, the opportunity has been there. Obviously, Brandon Ingram's been out with an injury for weeks at this point. And so he's getting his chance to start. And I know that he had missed some time with the ankle injury. But coming back in the performance that he put on Sunday in TD Garden, leading the team with 30 points, 10-17 shooting, five threes in that game. Trey Murphy, I can't say enough good things about him, because as much of the drama that's surrounding Zion Williamson and potentially his future and maybe some of these pieces that the Pelicans could trade off, Trey Murphy is a core building block of this roster. He's going to be here for a long time.
Yeah, they view him as a core piece. You know, there's a reason they gave him that big money extension that's going to pay him about $25 million per year. This is someone they believe in and think can be a starter and a pretty high-level starter in the NBA, and you're seeing it with his production right now. You've seen growth from him in his game. We know of him as a three-point shooter. We know he has really good size, but you're seeing more creation and, you know, creating his own shot off of the dribble than we've ever seen before. And that's a really key piece if you're going to be a top one or two guy on a team, and you're seeing that type of production from him right now. His handle is a little bit tighter. You're seeing a variety of moves to help him get to the rim. You've also seen him put on a lot of strength. You can see he has more muscle on his body. He's finishing through contact and at the rim better than he ever has been before. And this is a player that's making someone like Brandon Ingram expendable. They realized he could do this. There's a reason they've been looking to move on from Brandon Ingram, that there's no talks of an extension with Brandon Ingram, because you're getting this type of production from Trey Murphy. And this is the guy that the team really believed in. You know, they drafted him. They knew what he was capable of. And you're seeing it really pay off right now. And even in a lost season for New Orleans, these reps that he's getting right now are going to be really valuable for him in the future. And if they were being competitive, pushing for the playoffs, you might not be seeing him take this kind of role and get some of the production, but this is really important for his growth and development. And this is a guy that is at least, you know, is arguably more of a core piece going forward than Zion Williamson is.
I would agree 1,000%. I think Trey Murphy and the work that he's put in this offseason, Jake, to all the points that you mentioned with his offensive game, also Willie Green gave him credit about his improvement on defense as well. Trey Murphy, it's nice to see the professionalism in someone that's willing to put work into their craft. Now, you know, one of the surprises, and he's been a surprise basically for the first 40 games of the season, pleasantly so, Eve Missy, the December Rookie of the Month, his production hasn't really been there too heavily early on in January. But I think still, we talked with Mark Spears about this on Friday, Jake, and he was saying that Eve is still one of the bright spots on this team, that you found, you know, your center of the future in, you know, a weaker draft class with the 21st overall pick. That's a major props to what the Pelicans front office was able to do.
Look, that was the guy that they wanted, that they believed in. And I was really skeptical of that draft pick when they made it. I thought there were other guys they really could go after. But that's speaking to the Pelicans process in their front office for all the criticism of them. They're getting it right when it comes to the draft. And Eve Misi looks like he'll be entrenched as a starter going forward. He's hitting a bit of a rookie wall right now. But I think this is a really important time because he can play without pressure, without really big expectations on him. The whole team can. And it allows them to experiment and try different lineups. And you're going to see Eve Misi out there alongside Zion Williamson. And I think that's a really important thing. Figure out if those two guys really work together and if that's kind of your front court of the future or if you need to pivot. But Misi's done a really good job of manning that position, going up against some really impressive big men in the league and holding his own. Even if the scoring's not going to be elite, you don't need it from him. You need him to block shots. You need him to rebound. You need him to do those sorts of things, and you're seeing it from him. I'm excited to see him and Zion work in the pick and roll a little bit more and see what can develop there.
Looking at tonight's game against the Chicago Bulls, Jake, what can we expect from Chicago? I know we haven't seen this club since the beginning of the season for the Pels.
Yeah, look, it comes down to Zach LaVine. This is a guy that's rumored to be on the trade block. I talked about him coming potentially to New Orleans on Locked On Pelicans today, but you've got to slow him down. This is someone who's averaging almost 25 points per game this season. He's shooting the three ball incredibly well, near 50% on high volume. You've got to take him out of the game. If you do that, this team is very beatable, I think, because he kind of is their engine that makes everything work, opens up the game for other guys. But keep an eye on someone like Nikola Vucevic, who's had a really good resurgence season for this team, too. You're going to need Eve Misi to defend out there on the perimeter. Not something that he's great at, but this is really a good game for him to show off his athleticism, the switchability that you want to see from him. And I think that's the key to shutting down this Chicago Bulls team.
And then the back-to-back as well, Jake, looking ahead to the Mavericks. Obviously, no Luka Doncic. It sounds like Kyrie Irving could potentially be making his return tonight after being out since, I think, New Year's Day. But a back-to-back, you're not exactly sure if he's going to be playing in that matchup. But what do you kind of see from the Mavericks and, you know, their 22-17 start?
You know, one of the things with them you've got to keep an eye on is the big man position. Derek Lively the second, you know, their rookie revelation last year as a second-year player, he's kind of key. When he gets good minutes and good production, they tend to win games. So, again, it comes down to maybe Eve Misi and the defense on somebody like that, taking away the lob threat, not getting those easy points and pick and rolls for the opponent. Without Luka Doncic, they become a little bit easier to defend, I think, and trying to take away those threats. You know, Lively can get up and throw it down on a lob or an alley-oop. You've got to try and eliminate that and at least make them work for their points harder on Wednesday.
Jake, always appreciate your time, and let's hope we get one back in the win column tonight. Thanks again, Jake.
Of course. Thanks for having me on, y'all.
For all things Pelicans, subscribe to the Locked On Pelicans podcast on the Odyssey app, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.